Well, one of the big announcements that was in the federal budget just recently, and it got a lot of attention, was the idea of drug testing those welfare recipients, with the idea of, hey, if you're on drugs, we're going to cut your welfare. I think you get the picture. Someone that may have some concerns about that is Member for Hunter, Joel Fitzgibbon. And good morning, Joel. I guess, what are your concerns with that policy that will be targeting welfare applicants?
Well, some of my concerns are fairly obvious. There is grave doubt whether technically the expertise exists to make any assessments about drug use through the sewerage system. But I don't mind any device used. I support evidence-based policy, and look, if that can be done, that won't be a bad thing. There's no doubt that we have a very significant drug and substance abuse problem in the Hunter region, and we need to be throwing plenty of resources at it to address it. I am concerned, though, about this idea that we're going to punish drug users by cutting off welfare payments. I don't mind that so much if it's a proper resource program to help people onto a better pathway, but just a big stick designed to win votes, I reject entirely.
Okay, so in the idea, it is a very populist idea, isn't it? And because people don't like to see welfare money, quote-unquote, wasted. So there is an immediate vote winner there. But I guess if you think of it, as you said, the big stick approach, if we're just doing it for that alone, as studies from overseas show, it has little impact. So what would you like to see us do to try and handle the drug problem in the Hunter and, I guess, in the welfare space as well?
It is true that we have a government in political trouble, and it's trying to roll out populist policies, including, you know, the idea that we're going to punish people on welfare. But life and society is far more complex than that. We need to be intervening on people at the earliest point in their life, particular people who obviously are born to difficult households and therefore have challenges from an early life. And Gonski is a perfect example of how properly resourced government programs for our school system can help to break that inevitable cycle. So I don't mind the idea that we're going to identify people with substance abuse and help them deal with that problem, and to help them, of course, on a better pathway in life. But the big stick approach alone is not the way to go, and it will not be successful.
There will be a lot of people listening that would say, you know, to have and hold certain jobs, you have to be drug tested. You know, if you're driving machinery, mining, and a lot of other things, even if you drive a car, you can be pulled up for random drug testing as well as for alcohol. Why is it not okay for those who are receiving taxpayer money, which is our money, to have similar condition? Would you have a thought for those people?
And what are we going to do? Cut their welfare payments off and force them into a life of crime as a means of feeding themselves? It's just not the right approach. It's been tried elsewhere. It doesn't work. These people don't, you know, enjoy their status in life. They are at the lower economic end of our society. They don't enjoy the real opportunities and benefits of life. They find themselves in these situations sometimes, not always, not as a result of anything they've done themselves. So they need a hand up. And, you know, just punishing them will not be a solution. Sure, as part of a broader resourcing mix, having some sort of reward system can work. But punishing alone is not going to improve the situation.
So I'm guessing that if we look at it at its source, if we can properly get people into the right schooling, give them the right opportunities, and ultimately get people into a fulfilling workplace environment, that's probably doing the very best that we can in terms of drug use, but and also a lot of other social problems as well.
That's right. And it would be wrong to say that all people who are drug dependent come from a particular part of our society. We have some functioning, high-profile business people, for example, no doubt, who attach to substances but still manage to lead a relatively normal life. But the majority of people find themselves in trouble, find themselves addicted to drugs because they've had a very bad start in life, and we need to be ensuring that we break that cycle. And again, Gonski is one example of the best way of making sure we do so.
Yeah, I think most would certainly agree with you, Joel. If nothing else, we get people out of that cycle, break it, and give people a help up and a helping hand where we can. Thank you for your time with us this morning.
That's a great pleasure.
That is member for Hunter, Joel Fitzgibbon.